Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The annual survey of Iowa's farmland value shows a stable market despite the challenges of low commodity prices and ongoing trade war and other headwinds. That's according to Iowa State University economist Wendong John, who conducts the survey. He says, well, that's good news for most farmers. He doesn't want to overlook those who aren't doing as well. An increase in farm bankruptcy suggests tougher times for some.
On average, the farm sector should be fine. We're not likely to see, a replay of the 1980 farm crisis, but people on the tail are rising in numbers.
ISU Extension is monitoring financial stress and its impact on communities and individuals' mental health. Northeast Iowa actually saw a decrease in farmland values in this year's survey. Iowa state officials are hoping a new social media campaign will stop more teens from vaping. According to the Iowa Youth Survey, 1 in 4 high schoolers vapes. Among 11th graders, 29% say they vape every day. The State Department of Education and Health Services will promote videos on platforms like Twitter, YouTube, and Snapchat, showing that vaping can contain high levels of nicotine and cause lung damage. Here's a sample of one of the videos.
It's not a parasite, not a virus, not an infection. It's vaping.
The CDC has tied vaping to an outbreak of lung illnesses across the country. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.